This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. The plight of the bankrupt city of Flint, Michigan, has long stood as the poster child for post-industrial job loss and blight. Well, now Flint is facing another huge problem with its water. It seems when the city started to take water from the Flint River to save money, residents have said their tap water has become undrinkable. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
UL Brown has seen a lot of changes since he moved to Flint from Arkansas back in 1965. One thing he'd never seen, however, was his drinking water change color. On the kitchen table in front of him sit several gallon jugs. One is spring water bought in a store. The other two come from his tap and have slight shades of brown and green.
This is the water that I buy. This is the water come from my faucet. You wouldn't want to drink a glass of that water right there. You wouldn't want your kid to drink a glass of that water there or that.
Like many residents in Flint, Brown's been told by the city that the water is safe for drinking. Still, the proof is in the pint.
What does it taste like?
It just tastes funny. It doesn't taste like fresh water.
For decades, Flint bought its water from Detroit, which draws from Lake Huron. Last year, Flint's 30-year contract with Detroit ended, and the rates went way up.
Now, using round numbers, the cost of purchasing water from Detroit, somewhere around $1 million a month.
Jerry Ambrose is Flint's emergency manager. For a city facing a crippling budget deficit, $1 million water bill was too much. So the city switched to its backup source, the Flint River. Shortly after, the city issued two boil advisories for high levels of E. coli. Ambrose says measures have since been taken to ensure the water is safe.
Is the water so unsafe that it is a total disservice to our citizens? Our answer is no.
But with the average house paying $150 per month for water, many residents feel they deserve better.
We're paying exorbitant fees for water that's really not safe. And I don't care whoever says it's safe, it passes the test. Okay, you drink it. Help yourself.
Pastor Alfred Harris represents a citizens group urging the city to go back on Detroit water until a new 80-mile pipeline out to Lake Huron is complete next year.
I believe that the health of the people should be everyone's main concern. The health of the people, no matter what it costs.
Flint emerged from 41 months of state receivership last week, and with the new pipeline, the city will have an opportunity for both fresh water and a fresh start. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.